Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:6. Matthew 6:6 is part of Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and 7, where he explains what true righteousness looks like in the life of his followers. In this section, Jesus is not simply giving instructions for behavior, he is addressing the heart. He contrasts outward religious activity with inward devotion, showing that God is concerned with what we do, but also with why we do it. In Matthew 6:1 through 18, Jesus focuses on three key spiritual practices: giving, praying, and fasting. Each of these was a normal part of Jewish religious life. However, Jesus exposes a serious problem. Some people were practicing these disciplines in order to be seen and praised by others. Their actions appeared spiritual, but their motives were misplaced. Instead of seeking God, they were seeking attention. Jesus describes such people as having already received their reward, the approval of others. It is within this framework that Jesus gives his instruction on prayer in Matthew 6:6. He begins by warning against praying publicly for the purpose of being noticed. Then he offers a different approach: private, sincere prayer directed toward God alone. When Jesus says to go into your room and shut the door, he is not condemning public prayer altogether. Rather, he is emphasizing the importance of personal, undistracted communion with the Father. The room refers to a private space, highlighting intentional withdrawal from both distraction and display. Jesus also emphasizes the relational nature of prayer by using the term Father. This reminds believers that prayer is not performance, but a personal conversation with a loving and attentive God. The phrase, who is in secret, points to God's unseen presence. Even when no one else observes, God sees fully and responds faithfully. Understanding this context helps clarify Jesus' main point. The value of prayer is not found in how it appears to others, but in the sincerity of the heart before God. True prayer flows from a desire to know God, trust Him, and depend on Him. It is cultivated in private, but it shapes every part of a believer's life. Take action. Open your Bible and read Matthew 6:1 through 18. As you read, look for the repeated pattern in Jesus' teaching on giving, prayer, and fasting. Notice how he contrasts public display with private devotion. Consider how this broader context deepens your understanding of Matthew 6:6. Reflection questions. 1. What problem does Jesus identify in the way some people practice prayer in Matthew 6:5? 2. How does Matthew 6:6 provide a different approach to prayer? 3. According to the passage, what does God value most in our spiritual practices? Memorization reminder. Continue working on memorizing Matthew 6:6. Repeat the verse several times today, out loud and from memory. Try recalling it without looking, and review any parts that are difficult. Aim to have the verse fully memorized by the end of today or tomorrow.